Welcome to Zichru Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Maseches Brachas, Daf Chaf Gimel. So the three points we're going to focus on from the Daf. Number one who feels the need to relieve himself and can't restrain himself for 72 minutes, the time it takes to travel the distance of a parsa, should not begin the Shemoneh Esrei. To do otherwise would be to render his tefillah a toeva, an abomination. And the source for the need to prepare oneself for tefillah is the pasuk, He konuli kras elokecha Yisrael, prepare to meet your God, O Israel. So number one, if one needs to relieve himself before Shemoneh Esrei, he must do so, otherwise it's the toeva. Secondly, one must remove his tefillin at least 4 amos away from an established bathroom before entering. If the place had never been used as a bathroom before, he can take his tefillin off there and relieve himself there, but he must move at least 4 amos away before putting them back on. So point number one is the importance of relieving oneself before davening Shemoneh Esrei. Number two, one has to take his tefillin off 4 amos away from a bathroom, an established bathroom, before using it. Number three, it's forbidden to store anything other than tefillin in a bag set aside to hold tefillin. Now, it's a machlokas whether the bag becomes forbidden as soon as it is set aside for such usage. That's called hazmana milsahi. The preparation is considered a thing, or only after it has been used, hazmana lav milsahi. But once again, it's forbidden to store anything other than tefillin in the bag set aside to hold tefillin. The only question is, when does the bag become forbidden? As soon as it was set aside, hazmana milsahi, or after it had been used, hazmana lav milsahi. All right, so now we go to our siman. So our standard siman for Chaf Gimel is going to be a keg. So here we go. A man running to the bathroom before davening Shemoneh Esrei puts his tefillin in his new tefillin bag that was on a keg that was 4 amos away from the outhouse. So now we're doing slow motion. A man running to the bathroom before davening Shemoneh Esrei, that reminds us of the sugya that it's important to relieve oneself before davening Shemoneh Esrei if they can't wait 72 minutes. Otherwise, it's considered the tefillah a toeva, an abomination. He puts his tefillin in his new tefillin bag. So that reminds us of the sugya that a tefillin bag, one can't put anything else in it once it's being used for tefillin. So he's putting his tefillin in it. And he puts it on a keg, that's our siman, Chav Gimel, that was 4 amos away from the outhouse. That's the sugya that one must remove his tefillin at least 4 amos away from an established bathroom. So one more time. A man running to the bathroom before davening Shemoneh Esrei, he puts his tefillin in his new tefillin bag on a keg that was 4 amos away from the outhouse. So now it's time for our 4-block back, because we're beginning in Daf Yutes. So the sim for Yutes is a yacht. So you have a nasty person who disparaged a deceased Talmud Chacham fell off a yacht. So the yacht is Yutes. And that reminds of the opening sugi of anyone who disparaged a deceased Talmud Chacham ultimately falls into Gehenim. Kol masaper achem mitasan shel Talmud Chachamim nofel b'Gehenim. And then he was swallowed by a well with a big open mouth. And that reminds us of Al tichtapech l'satan. One should never open himself up to prosecution by the satan by saying to himself that he's worthy of punishment. As the captain who ripped off his shotness containing uniform steered the boat. And that reminds us of the sugya that personal dignity, kavod abrius, does not override a Torah prohibition. A losase. Rav taught that if someone discovers shotness in his clothing, he must remove the garment even in the middle of the marketplace, because when there's a threat of Chilul Hashem, we don't worry about a person's dignity. Then we go to Daf Chaf. The simcha Chaf is coffee. So we have a woman drinking coffee in a cafe. So that's Daf Chaf. She's about to bench. Reminds me of the question is a woman's obligation to recite Birchas Hamazon deraisa or derabban? Is a biblical rabbinic, and the nafka minim be, the practical difference would be whether they can recite Birchas Hamazon on behalf of a man who are obviously biblically obligated. So what happens? She's drinking coffee in a cafe. She's about to bench when a rabbi ran in and knocked the immodest headpiece off her head. That reminds us of the question why earlier generations merited to have miracles with much greater breadth and mastery in Torah weren't zochet to miracles. And we're taught because they were moser nefesh for Kiddush Hashem. We have the story of Rav Ada Bar Abba, who tore the inappropriate garment off the woman walking in the street because he thought she was Jewish. And then what happens? That headpiece ends up landing in a mikveh that was in front of a model of Har Sinai. That reminds us that Takanas Ezra was modeled on the events of Har Sinai, where tefillah, immersion, was required for the recitation of words of Torah. Therefore, thinking Torah thoughts, hearer is permitted without tefillah, without having to go to the mikveh. Then we go to Daf Chaf Aleph. So the sim for Chaf Aleph is a car, but we're going to pronounce car as if we're from Boston, ka. So here we go. The latecomer to shul raced out of his ka and jumped over one man benching with deraisa, which reminds us of the 2 brachas that are deraisa, benching and Birkas Torah. And another man saying Shema b'derabanan, because that's a machlokas, whether Kriya Shema is deraisa or derabanan. According to Rav Yehuda, the obligation of Shach B'chav Kamecha is just that you recite some section, any section of the Torah, once in the morning, once in the evening. The fact that we fulfill this requirement of reciting the words of Shema is derabanan, according to Rav Yehuda. So So what happens? He jumps over one man benching midderaisa and another man saying Shema midderabanan. But when he got to the minyan, they were in the middle of Kedusha, which is the final point. It's a machlokas regarding at what point a latecomer to shul can join the tzibur if they're in the middle of davening Shemone Esrei. Right? One view permits it. He can start if he can finish by the time the shliach tzibur gets to Kedusha. The other one holds. He needs to finish before the shliach tzibur gets to Modim. And finally, we get to Daf Chabes. The Simra Chabes is a cab. So a cab driver laughed as his cab was surrounded by fire. Why is he laughing? So that reminds us of the Brice that teaches the reason Balkir is the only type of tumah that requires tevilah and a mikvah before one is able to learn Torah is because the tumah came about as a result of Kalas Rosh, of levity, which is inconsistent with how the Torah was received at Har Sinai, which was with fear and trepidation. And it's surrounded by fire. That reminds of Yehuda ben Becerra does not require Balkari to immerse before learning Torah. Why? Because he holds that words of Torah like fire, which aren't makabel tumah, they don't contract tumah. So what does the cab driver do? He doused it with 40 saw of water pouring from a 9-cupping pail. And that's the malchokas, whether Balkari requires immersion in a mikvah of 40 saw, or whether having 9 cubbing of water poured over him suffices. Okay, so now it's time for our pop quiz of 10 questions. Question number 1. What do you learn out of Atif Takpela Satan? One should not open his mouth to the Satan. That's on Daf Yutes. Great. Question number 2. Where do we learn that words of Torah are not makabel tumah? They don't contract tumah. That's on Daf Chabez. Terrific. Question number 3. Where do we learn out of Lo Garash that one should not mock the dead by wearing his tzitzis out in a cemetery? That's on Daf Yudches. Good. Question number 4. Where do we learn out that one must take off his tefillin at least 4 amos away from an established bathroom? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Question number 5. Where do we learn out that Zemalchokas, whether one is a Balkari, requires 40 saw or 9 kabin? That's on Daf Chav Beis. Great. Question number 6. Where do we learn the sources for the 2 brachas that come from the Torah? That's on Daf Chafala. Good. Question number 7. Where do we have the question of whether a woman's obligation for birchas and mazon is deraisa or derabanan, from the Torah or rabbinic? That's on Daf Chaf. Great. Question number 8. Where do we learn that one who takes care of a burial is exempt from mitzvahs even if the mace is not in front of him, the deceased is not in front of that person? That's on Daf Yud Ches. Good. Question number 9. Where do we learn out that if one does not relieve himself before davening Shemone Esrei and he can't restrain himself for 72 minutes, the tefillah is considered a toeva, an abomination? That's on Daf Chaf Gimel. Question number 10. The final question. Where do we have the machlokas whether Kriyashma is a deraisa or derabanan? That's on Daf Chaf Alev. Great, so that concludes today's pop quiz. I do want to mention there are 2 more quizzes. We have the grand pop quiz, which is 21 questions on 21 topics over last week's 7 blot. And then we have the much grander pop quiz, which is now going to be on 3 weeks' material, 63 questions on 63 topics covered from Da Beis all the way to Chav Beis. For those listening to the Shir on Al Daf, you can access the quizzes by going to the Zichru Perek Learning Maps, which is under the Series tab, and you'll see the quizzes there. Also, if you want to get access to the deluxe suite of Zichru materials, which includes PDFs, weekly review one-pagers, and now illustrated simanim, you can either sign up at zichru.com or join WhatsApp by texting 973-440-3013. This is Rabbi Avram Goldberg from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.